in Daf Samach Tes Amad Aleph,
Omar Ameimel, the third line from when the lines start getting wide. Omar Ameimel, Bas Yereshes Havyeh. So let us see Rashi, Yereshes Havyeh, Yisar Nechosim Shetiknu Lom, Beteiresh Yerushet Kinu Lom. So Meimel says the takone darabonon of Parnose is not like she's a balas choiv, and she could be goive minichsei ha'achim. The takone was that the iser nechosim, she is a din yairish, mi darabonon, she is a din yairish on the iser nechosim. Omer le Rav Ashi la Meimel, Ilu boi lisluke bezuzi ochenamid leimotzi lisluke. So he says, if that's the case, so what'll be if they yarshin kakois, and they want to give her money? So you'll tell me that they cannot give her the money? She'll say, listen, I have a chelik in the karka. Omaleim, he says, right, you're right, takazoi. She can say, I have a din yairish in the karka, shenoflu meyavinu. Then he asked him, I'll ask another shayla. They gave her a din yairish, I boi lisluka b'choda are ochenami leimotzi misalikla. What'll be if they want to give her one karka? That means, als a yairish meiker adin, he has equal rights in all the karkois. You can't give him one karka. You'll give there's a karka in Alaska, and if I can't, you take that karka. Where we equal yorshim, so mamela, we have equal chalokim in all the karkois. So koponim legabi the isan nechosim, so you're telling me they gave a din yorish, legabi this din also. Omaleim, he says, yeah, that's right, in a chanami. Rav Ashi Omar, so Rav Ashi, who was asking Ameima, is chelik on Ameima. Rav Ashi Omar Bas, balas chayiv havye. A bas does not have a din of a yeirish. She is a din of a balas chayiv. The Gemara says, va'af Ameima hodabe. Ameima also was mischaret. He changed his mind, and eventually he held that a bas is a din of a balas choyv. How do we know this? The Omar Rav Minyunmi bereid Rav Nuchumi havi keimno kameid Ameima. I was standing in front of Ameima. Vasoi hayitze lekamei. And a woman was standing in front of him, Davis Koboy Isan Nechosim. That she wanted to be Tevet Isan Nechosim for Parnosis Nisuin. The Chazisi Ledaite, and I noticed that he holds, that a Maim himself holds, the boy Lesluka Bezuzi Avimisaliklo. A Maima holds you could be Misalik Bezusi. That means he changed his mind. She does not have a din of a Yerish. How did I see this? The Shomi Me'ochi, because he heard one of the brothers, Davi Komri Lo, they told her, Ilo Havalon Zuzi, Salikna Bezuzi. They told her, we don't have money, Nebuch, but if we would have money, we would give you money, we'd keep the karka for ourselves. Ve'ishtik, and Ameima kept quiet, v'loi omalu v'loi midi. He didn't tell them anything. So before we go, first, let us see the third Tosfos, ve'ishtik. Mikan rogel Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam learned out a halacha from this Gemara. So we would think, so, who are you? You're a Baldin, you're telling him something, so, what's gate meron? Is Rogel Oya Rabbeinu Tam Leimer Sheker Atadayv? It's not true. Ki lo yischayev. Shim ein loy ledayin leimer kein, because if it's not mutar on the dayim to overhear what the balidinim are saying and to correct them, ma hayem echiyecha v'nyumim yidishtika meima, sure, baby kept quiet. Yenna said, we'd be misalik you bezuzi. It wasn't negated, it didn't ask ameima the shayla. But the Gemara was mechiyach that ameima heard it and he didn't say anything. So vice toys, that's mutal on a dying. If he hears one of the balidinim saying something wrong, he's mechuyiv to correct it. Let us see Rashi. Yeresh Yisav Yis in Nachos, Shadikn La Bateris Yerusha, Tikn La. In Be'emis Leimotzilis Luke Bezuzi, V'loi Bechod Ha'arev. Shim Reitze Neitelis Chelko Mikol Karke V'Karke. She's entitled to take a chelik from each karke. Ve'ein Yecholim Lahaksis Lo Chelko B'mokim Echo. You can't go and say, this is your chelik. And Ravashi says, Balas Choyv Havye, Motzilis Luki Bezuzi. If they want, they can give her money. She has no specific right to be goyver from the Karka, the Yashin, from the father. Oy Bechod Aro, if they want to give them, to give her from the Karka, they can give her from every Karka, from any Karka they want. Zog de Gemara weiter. Vahasht de Amrit Balas Choyv Havye. Now that we say that she's a Balas Choyv, so now we'll clear a different shayla. Who is she a Bal Choyv from? That means that is zicher that she is a schus to be goyvim from the karkois that the father was Meirish. That's the din Isur Nechosim. Now, did they give her a din Balas Choyv Havi Di Abe? They gave her a din that it's Ke'ilu, the father owed her the money, that he's Meirish to his children. Or do we say from the money that they were Yairish, they become mechuyev to pay her. But it's not considered that she's a bal choyv of the father and the yorshim are taking over a karke that is meshubit from the father. No, the choyv starts directly from the yorshim. Lamai nafkemina, what's the nafkemina? Who she has a din bal choyv from? So the Gemara says two nafkeminis. Number one, lin migvi lebeininish shaloi b'shua. If she has a right to be goyve from beininish without a shua, or is she mechuyev to be satisfied viziburis b'shua. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, lin migvi beininish shaloi b'shua. Ibalas choiv da abe havye, if she has a halacha of a balas choiv of the father, ein a goive elamina ziburis. So then the halacha is, so she's mourning from nichse yisoimim, and aboli porma nichse yisoimim, it can only be goive mina ziburis, vein a nifras elo beshvue, shloi notlo mina chosim alo luklum. Before she takes, she has to swear that she never got paid. The kaimolon ein nifroim in nichse yisoimim elo min aziburis, that's a kula for yisoimim, vein nifroim mehem elo b'shvue. And she has to swear, she has to be mavara with a shvue that this choiv, which in yisod is a choiv that we're saying that the father owes her, that the father's choiv was not paid up. Abavi'i balas choiv shelohem. But if we'll say that the whole choiv originates by them, the money, the yashin from the father, the mechuyev to give from this money is on the chosin. Ein kann boli, frami nichse jesaimim, so that doesn't deal of nichse jesaimim, because the choiv starts from them. Let us see further. Mai, so what is the din? Toshma. The ravine agbei lebrate de ravashi, mimar berei de ravashi bebeinenis bishaloi bishvue, מברי דרב סמה ברי דרב אשי זיבוריס בשבוע. סלד עשי רשי. זאת רשי רב אשי מייס, רב אשי ידעית, ומייס רב סמה בנוי ובגילסה אחרוב. Rav Samo died after Rav Ashi. I think the Tosfos Reed also says that. Rav Ashi, Meis, Rav Ashi, Viniach Shnei Bonim, Ubas, Mar, Rav Samo. וכל קוניך סייבים, וקוין משדיק והבאס, פרנסוסה מייס רב סמה. So also that's like the יייביץ' גירס אין רשי, מייס רב סמה בנוי אחר. So it's like this, there were two brothers, מר ברב אשי, and רב סמה ברב אשי, ושבוס ביטוי ליפורם, now their sister, which was Rabashi's daughter, came to be goivem, isan nechosim, not lo michelkoi shomar barabashi shoyakayim, beinini shaloi bishvue. So mar barabashi was her brother, so she took from him Beininis with other shvur, because we hold that Lemaise, she's a Bal Choiv on the Achim. Alme Balas Choiv the Achi Havie. So she's a Balas Choiv of the Achim. Umibrei de Rav Samo Ziburis. Lefisha Balas Choiv shall Oviv Hoiso. That means Rav Samo owed her, that means both of them yashind and nechosim, so each one owed her a half of the isel nechosim. So now that she's mourning from Rav Samah's son, so this is already a boli porim nichsi yisaimim. Levisha bal schoiv shaloviv hoy shahoya achel. I'd like to say Ashtikol Ha'ore, I think the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara is saying that the daughter of Rav Ashi was Goiva Mimar Berei de Rav Ashi and Mibrei de Rav Sama Berei de Rav Ashi. So the Gemara mentions there were two brothers. If I am not mistaken, Mar Berei de Rav Ashi was not his name. Mar Berei de Rav Ashi. So the Gemara isn't mentioning his name, Rav Ashi's son. And then there's another son, Rav Sama Berei de Rav Ashi, there we mention a name. Now we talk about Rav Sama's son. Again, we're without a name. Mibrei de Rav Sama Berei de Rav Ashi, from the son of Rav Sama. Because I once heard that Chazal would never mention someone's name in the Gemara unless he was a Bekoyach to make Trias Ameisim. A name that's mentioned in the Gemara is Yena was a very, very big person. So could be that Pshat, Mar Berei de Rav Ashi, that's Mar. Berei de Rav Sama is Berei. We don't mention names. Rav Sama was someone that his name could be mentioned. Zog de Gemara weiter. Sholach le Rav Nechemya Berei de Rav Yosef לרבי בר רב הונא זוטה מנרדוי. So Rab Nechemye sent to Rab Yosef from Nerdoe, Ki Yose Ha'itzel Lekamoch. This woman is going to come to you. Agve Iser Nechosim, Afilo Me'itz Trubla. So be goive for her the Iser Nechosim, Afilo from the Itz Trubla. Now let us see Rashi. Ki Yose Ha'itzel Isha Achas Boslef Neirem Nechemye, Shohoyo Lolito Isan Nechosim, Bimkoimei Shal Rabbe Bar Avune, Mistome, the Mokim Rabbe Avune, one of the brothers, were living. Ubiksha Mimenu Lishloel Hoidova Meita Ishi Ishtadlo Bedina, so he sent a letter with her that she's entitled to Isan Nechosim. You can be goive, it's trouble. Moishev amesarechaim. This is the frame. This was a wooden frame that the rechaim was put into. Kemoishehain, umekaki choshevlu. So we'll see that they held you can only be goive parnosa minakarke. But he held that it's trouble, even though it's tolish or b'sayf chibroi, that means it's really metalton, that's mechubel akark. It also is a din kark, al kaponim, the gabi, the aloch of Yisrael Nechosim. Omar Ravashi said, ki abinem beirav kahane, ava magvinon afilu meyamole debesi. What's Amola de Beise? Schiris Habatim Mimekarki Kosi. If the father left over houses which were rented to tenants, so since the rent is coming from, this is a payment for the Schus Dire in the Bayis, which is the Din of Mechuba, is, so it seems the rent also has a din of, of Kalke. Let us see Taisvis. Me'amola de Beisi. Vim Taima. So Taisvis asks, Eichi Domi, how's it speaking about? Ibis Chiris. If it's speaking about Tzchiris, Sheyove Min Abatim, that means that the rent, it wasn't rented out yet, but he says the rent that will be paid from those who live in the Batim, she can mon from this rent, Pshitish Terefes. So she says, it's Posh, Don Mekarki, you know, that means the karke is meshubid for her iser nechosim, so memele, so she can zicher, so if this is the peiris of the karke, so that's poshet. Vi beschire shegovu kvar, if it's speaking about that they already were goive the schires. And now she wants the money from them, this and the chosim from the money. Zani metautli mameshabes. So this is now, this is not the karkois that they yashin from the father. This is mamish metautlim. Vieshleime de mairi sheiskiru habayis lushonim. It is speaking about that they rented out the house for a year. Va'omad boy ha'soicher chatzi shone. And he was already living there a half a year. Va'af al gav de kvar nischayiv al masha omad bebayitz. So for this half year, and now she comes and she wants the Monday Issa Nechosim. Now let's say the Issa Nechosim will come out to be the year's rent. Now, this year's rent, he owes half of the year already, he owes before she came to be goyve. So, aval pikein, she can be goyve the whole rent. V'loi choshiv metaltali, v'schiris eina mishtalemes ela lipsoif. Since, that means even though the sibis achiev to pay the year's rent is for the dire that was already before she was goyve the ison echosim, but since this man tashlumim was not chal yet, so this man tashlumim is chal for the whole year after her gviye, so there's a din of kalke. The Ritva says a loshen the kivin shein schiris mishtalemes ele lebsoif ein dinoi kegovoi. So Kozman, there's no chiyuv bepoil to pay, so it's not considered like the rent was paid up. Uchepeirois hamechuborim hatzrichim lekalka choshuv. You have to understand the oimek hadvorim, but al koponim, so it's considered it's not govi, they didn't have to pay for it, so it's considered that she is being goive from peiros hamechuborim hatzrichim lekalka. Bekitzer has a din karke that you can be goyver is in the chosim from. Now we're going to have a meiridik interesting gemore. Sholach le Rav Onon le Rav Hune. Rav Onon sent to Rav Hune a shayla. Hune chavrim shalom. That was the beginning of the letter. Hune chavrim shalom. Ki hase ha'itza lekamoch, when this woman will come to you, agba isa nichsi. So be goyve from her isa nichsi. Now, Rav Hune, when he got this letter from Rav Onon, it seems Rav Hune was a rebbe of Rav Onon, so this was a gewaldike zilzel bekvoida teire. It called the Rebbe Hune Chavren, a Chaver. I mean, he became a Chaver of Rav Hune. Havi Yosef Rav Sheshes Kamei. Rav Sheshes was sitting in front of Rav Hune. Omale Zil Emele. I'm going to send you back to him, and I'm going to tell you what to say to him. Now, I know very well you won't want to say this, because as we'll see later, Rav Sheshes was a Talmud of Rav Onon. Rav Onon was a Talmud of Rav Hune. So Rav Sheshes was in hot water over here. He would have been very happy not to have been around. But Al Kaponim Dashgoch Al Yena was Mesava that he was around. So, but he told him, Zil Eimalei, I'm telling you what you should tell him. And if you won't tell him, you'll be putting you in nidui. So he didn't have too much of a choice. Now you tell him like this. Onon. I mean, we became very palsy-balsy very. It's hunne chavren. Some amele. Onon. Mimikarki. Oy mimetaltali. What do you want? I should be goive from metaltalem or for karkois. That's question number one. Uman Yosef Bey Marziche Bereshe. Tell me, who sits Bereish in the Bey Marziche? Two questions he asked them. Ozal Rav Sheshes Lekamei de Rabona. Omar Lei, so he gave a hagdome. Mar Rabbe, you're my Rebbe, Rabona. Rav Hune, Rabbi de Rabbi, and Rav Hune is the Rebbe of my Rebbe. That means, Vishamuti Shomit Mandaloyomalei. And he said, if I won't say what he said to say, he put in chayim. Ve'ilav d'shomet lehavikaim kamina. Listen, Rebbe, if I wouldn't have been in chayim, I would never say such a thing. But Rabun is Rabbe the Rabbe, and so then he said over the nusach. Onon, onon, mimikarkoi, mimetaltali. Uman Yosef Beimarziche Beresh. And who sits Beresh by a Beimarziche? Ozel Rav Onon Lekame de Ma'ukve. So Rav Onon was furious, because he didn't like this answer from Rav Huneh. Oma Leich Hazima Heichi Sholach Li Rav Huneh. Onon, onon, you know, it's onon, onon, it's... Then he asked him another question. Malzicha de sholach li lo yedana mayniu. What is this malzicha? He asked Hashem who sits barosh by a base malzicha. What is this malzicha? Omalei, so Ma'ukve said, Emele izi gufa duv de heichad. Tell me what happened. Tell me the whole story. I'm coming in the middle of the story. You tell me the whole story. Omalei, ochi vochi avimaisis, he told them the whole story. Is Omalei, so he told them, Gavre de lo yoda mainiu mazicha, if you don't know taitshvat, you don't know what mazicha means, sholach leil rav hune, hune chadren, he was right, if you don't even know what a mazicha is, how could you write to him hune chadren? Fragt die Gemorre, mai marziche, what is marziche, ovel. Ich sieh, koya mar Hashem, al tovoi, beis marzeach. That you won't come to a beis of evil. Achmanu nitzlon, there it's a pshashrekliche klole, there it's saying that there'll be nebuch so many mises that there won't be any availus anymore, it'll be so common, Achmanu nitzlon. Well, Kapon and Beis Mazeich is a Beis HaOvel. Let us see Rashi. Abi Yosef Rav Sheshes Kamek, Shebo Ashliach Lofonov, Veikpid Rav Huna al Dekor Yehuna Chavren, Omalei Rav Huna la Rav Sheshes, Zilei Malei, Beloshen Gnai, Kashari Malach, you tell him what I'm telling you. If you don't tell them exactly the way I told you, you should be bishamta. Onon, onon. Meheichan ha-toyma la-gvoysa mimikarki, oyefilo mimitautali. That's one thing I want to know. You tell me I should, hunachavrin bigoyve, tell me if I'm mitauti mikarki. But oichai la-cheres v'shivan. Man Yosef bei Marziche Bereshe. Who sits even on in a bei Marziche? Mi meise bebeis ovel beroish akruim. Who sits even on? Shayim esubim besuda oyenikir misibosam mihu haroish. Shahagodul meise bemita achas leroish ashulchan. That means you're able to see b'shas aseibe who's meisiv b'roish. So b'veis or evil, who's meisiv b'roish? Omer lei mar rabo ato. You're my rebbe. Rabune raboch, but rabune is your rebbe. Lefaisa omer lei kach. Shloichos olov al shenase shliach bedovo, that he became a shliach to bring back such an answer. Umareyu ponim soishon mshal kolchoi nase shliach lekach. I don't have any aids. I was forced to the shliachus. I was forced into it. Gufe dovde tchilas hadvorim maloshen shalachtolot. Let us see Taisvis. Ubishamte lehevi man deloy leimalei. Vim taima. So I put him into cheirem. If he won't tell him. says that's a shrek. So he's putting him in cheirim on a tnai. That means if you'll tell him, you're not in cheirim. If you won't tell him, you'll be in cheirim. So Mamela, so Tosfos asks, Af vim taima ba'af api she'omale, afilu he did tell him, but he's still not potter from the cheirim. Yeitzorich hafore to be mata the cheirim, kedemrin and beilo in a goylim. Nidu yaltnai tzorich hafore. Nidu yaltnai nirafore minolam miyehude. Tachsiv Yehuda told Yaakov Avinu Umloya v'yoisi v'ilecho v'chotosi l'cho kol ayomim. So he was menad himself. Af al pi shekiyem atnai o yuatz moysa m'gulgolim ba'orim. So we see that a nidui antnai is l'maisa is doesn't become mutter after the tnai was niskayim. So what did he gain by telling over Rav Onon the Loshen that Rav Huna said about it's a nidi al tnai? So Taisvus says Amir de ki yisoy dahani mili bedovo shahamenude misupik b'shas hanidui im yiskayim atnai. That din that a nidui al tnai is chal b'chol oifin, that is davkif, he was mekabel an nidui, realizing that there's a possibility that he won't be able to be mekayim the tnai. Ki hosam, that was the maisa with Yehuda and the Yaakov Avinu. The ma'arye v'ganvi tibidei shemayim le'yoye yochel le'shomrei. That means Yehuda couldn't say with a behirus that alzicha take him back. There's certain things that were not under his control. So memele, like he said, that it was mekabel nidi on himself, and if he won't bring him back, and so that's called a kabbalas nidui on things that were not under his control. Vavekiilu ain't naiklal. So that's called a kabbalas nidui ala sofik. And so it's called that knowing that it is possible I won't be able to be memale myself. That's called a kabbalas nidi ala sofik, and that needs a heter. Avoloche shebiyode lekayim ein tzorech afor. But here, he told him to do something, and he can do it, so then there's no din. He didn't need afor. Zokte gemore weiter. Now, Rav Huna had asked Rav Onon, who's Mesev Berosh Marzeach? The Bebeis HaMarzeach, who's Mesev Berosh? Omar Rav Abo, Minayin Lo'ovul Shemesev Berosh. How do we know that an Ovul is Mesev Berosh? Shenemar Evchar Darkom Ve'eshev Roish Ve'eshkoin Kemelech Begdud Kasher Aveilim Yenachem. So the Gemara understood that Ve'eshkoin Kemelech Begdud, that'll be like a melech that's surrounded by the army, by his troops. Kasher Aveilim Yenachem. So just like the Gemara understood, just like when you're Menachem and Ovul, so the Ovul is Yeshiv Beroish. So there's also the same thing. Yeshiv Roish Veshkin Kemelech Begdud Kasher Aveilim Yenachem. So you see, an Ovul is Mesev Beroish. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Kasher Aveilim Yenachem is not speaking about the Ovul. No, Yenachem Acherem Mashmen.
That means the one who was sitting Beroish was the Menachem. He's Yoshev Beroish. And that's the Mephoshim say an Eel that he had such a koyach to be Menachem Avelim. And so the Avelim were very thirsty to hear his words. So he was Yoshev Beroish and he was Menachem them Kasher. So that's a Reshkin Kemelech Bedud Kasher Avelim Yenachem. And I'm Menachem Avelim. So Memela, I'm Yeshiv Baroish. Forget, everyone wants to hear what I have to say.
Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Yinochem Ksiv. The Kri is Take Yinochem. But the Ksiv is Yinochem. So Yinochem, so Memela, So then it says in the Posik, Ve'eshkein kemelech begdud, kasher aveilem yinochem, or yinucham, that just like when a novel, so the marshal is that a novel is yeshiv roish, kemelech begdud, when you menachem him. So you see klar, that a novel is yeshiv beroish. Let us see Rashi, yinachem ksiv. No, so the Gemara says Yinochem or Yinuchem Ksiv. Yinochem Ksiv. So a very interesting Rashi. Ein lecha loymer Pasach b'shum ois Elohim kein Aleph oi heis muchem loy. If there's an Aleph after the consonant, so then you say Ah. Oy hey smuchem loy. Oy al pi ha nekude shetachteho. And then you also say a pasach. Vehi bo bemoke mois. So the nekude is bemoke mois ki ilu kosov yinachem. That means the nekude, which is not written, is equivalent ki ilu was written an aleph after the nun. The kiven shaloi ksiv kan aleph. Now, the ksiv is, there's no aleph. The kri is an aleph. Is al kochoch, al pi mesoires haksav. So we have a mesoires hakri, how it should be pronounced. So the mesoires hakri is telling us that we should pronounce it ki'ilu, there's an aleph. But alpi mesayres haksav ata koyre yinochem. But the way the ksav is written, it kilo says yinochem. Vezel amenuchem atzmoi kloimer ka'ovul hamisnachem. So memela, the way it is written, it's keilu, since it's not written with an aleph, so it's keilu the ksav is yinochem. We have a Messiah that the Kri is Yenachem. Let us see Taisvis. Tais is not like Rashi's chat. Omar Rav Nachman Yinochem Ksiv. Frag Taisvis Vafel Gav de Karinon Yinachem. Mikombokim Darshin in Nochemid like Ksiv Minachem. That means if it would say Minachem, Kasher Aveilim Minachem, the Lekalimiti. So Mamela Menachem is Zicha Aloshin that he's being Menachem Avelim. The Ksiv Yinachem, the Kilimikri Yinochem. That means that since it was written in such an oifen, which it could be pronounced, that means the Ksiv Mitzad Atzmoy could be pronounced differently. Afal Gavdle Kerinen Hochi. Even though the Kri is not like that, Ikel Midrash Shahamisnachem Meshivin Beroish Lenachmoy. So Memela, that's called Yinochem or Yinuchem Ksiv. That means that since the Posig did not write a Loshen, which would be Moichiach Bebrirus, that it's a Loshen Lenachem, That would be if it said Amem, and it wrote a Loshen without Nekudis, could be pronounced Yinochem, so we say, that's attached Yinochem Ksiv.
Uperish hakunteres dochel. Rashi pshat, it should have said an aleph. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Now, I'd just like to mention it is a shvere gemore. What pshat in Rav Huna? He says, Rav Huna asked Rav Onan two shailas. You say I should be goyve ison nechosim. So one shaila was mina metaltalim, or mina karke. And he asked him another shaila, who's meisiv beroish bebeis ha'ovo? So the shaila is, what, these two shailas, what's the connection between these two shailas? So, the Ben Yoyode, Nachmudin Yaakov also starts off by saying, I'll upon him one inyan. The side of the shaila, if a bas is goyve min a metaltal min a karke, the shaila is she a bal choyf? Or is she a Yerish? If she's a Yerish, so if the father left over metaltalim, so she takes from metaltalim. If she's a balchoiv, if it's metaltal de yasmi loy mishtabdi le balchoiv. So that's totally in the shaila. Chotshefilo we had before, psatzad, that she's a balchoiv of the yisaimim directly. Hakapon, that's what they say. If she's a balchoiv, she would only take from karke, not from metaltle. Metaltle de yasmi loy mishtavdi. Then he asked the mashailo, who's yoishiv beroish? So the Ben Yoyode says, it says, he says the minig was that way. Bizman lois, he says, could be the minig existed also bizman chazal. He says, Bismanoi, the minig is, if Nebuch a person died, and there are different aveilim on the nifter. There's children, there's parents, Achman and Nitzlan, there's brothers. So he says, the minig is that the children are Yoshev Barosh. So he says, why are they Yoshev Barosh? Even though there are other aveilim, which are older than them, more choshev than them. Afalpikain, he says, Alpisod, the Iker evil is Beyoirish. So Memele, so that is why they're Yoshev Barosh, because they're the Iker Avelim. That means even though it's the Din Avelis of a father on a son and a brother, but I'll call upon him. The Iker Evil is by the Yerish, and that's the children. So he says a little further, he says that, by women, when women have a chasidim shiva, there's daughters and a mother and a sister, so also the daughters sit even on. So it seems they're also Yoshim. Now it would seem that he means to say that the Yoshim, even though they were sons, the Gabi de Isom the Chosim they have a din Yoirish. So that was the Shaila. That means there was a double Shaila. You gave him in a metaltum, you gave him in a karke, which is totally that they have a din Yoshim or a din Balchayv. And then you could be poishetis if by who's Yoshev Baroish in the base are able. That is how he wants to explain a little the kesher of these two shailas that Rav Huna asked Rav Onan. Mar Zutra Omar Mehochem Vesor Marzach Sruchim Mar v'zach nase so l'sruchim. Now let us see Rashi. Mar v'zach. Mi shenavshoi moro. A person, mar zach, So the Gemara Darshan is going on the oval. This whole thing is a drash. Mi shenavshay moro. He's bitter. Nebuchadnezzar. Vedatoy zocho umeutoko meolov. His das is meutik. That means he doesn't have a cup. Zocho, one of the Mephoshim says, lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-eifoy. That means it shouldn't be minutik. Shouldn't be minutik from the eifoy. V'datoy zocho olof. That means his matzav ha-ruach is mar. The das is zoch. So it says in the Pasuk, so this oval is Vesor Sruchim, Nase Sal Sruchim, Legdoilem Aboim Lenachmoy. That means Sruchim is called Serach Ha'idev. Serach means the Nishar, that was left over. So the people who are left over and who are being coming to Mimenachem him, not Aveilim, so he becomes a Sal Sruchim. So that means that so this is the makir that a novel was made of Barosh. Omer Rove Hilchase mi mekarki voloi mi metaltali, bein le mezoini, bein le ksube, bein le pano. So lalocha we paskin that everything you gave from metaltalim. You gave from mekarki, not from metaltalim. And Taisa says, Amarav Ilchasel El Parasht, Bizman Azeh, Kulum Imetaltli, Bizman Azeh, the Takonas Agoinim is that everything you gave from Metaltli. Now, the next Gemara is a very difficult Gemara. The Shita Mekubet says Pshat and the Gemara, according to Rashi, like this, Rashi is saying Fakeld from a Gemara. So the Shita Mekubetza says Pshat and Rashi, HaRashi learned the Gemara. So we'll learn the Gemara the way Rashi learned the Gemara, and then we'll see that Taisvus Kasha is not Shver. Hamashlish Mois Lebitoy. So Rashi says, Mosa Mois Biyad Sholish, Letzairech Bitoy, Liknois Sode Oine Dunye Luchstinose. Dachsamir Daran says he was Mezake the money Lebitoy. That means the Mosa Mois Biacholis Letzairech Bitoy. Yem. And that's when the Rashi says Mezaka. That's when the Rashi says the same plums. Somebody said he was Mezaka or the Mois. Bekitza, the money is for the Bitoy, but he gave over the money to a Sholish to buy a karka with this money. And the purpose of this karka is Mosa Mois Piyat Sholish Letzairich Bitoy Liknei Sode, to purchase a sode, Oy Nedunye Lichshetinose, that when she'll be on the sue, she should have the sode. So the Sholish is the one that was given over the job to purchase the sode, and if it's a luchshetinose, litne sode nedin luchshetinose, fine. Vehi oimeres nemon bali olai, and she says nemon bali olai. So now Rashi says something which we'll see tochefakel from the Gemara. I just want to say pshat the way the Shita learns. Vehi oimeres laachesh enisays. And it seems, the Shita says, it's speaking about she got married, it's after the Nisuin. And as yet, this Sholish did not purchase a karka. Nemon bali alai, give us the money. Shlo ya'akvaim la'atzmoy, he won't keep the money for himself. Give him the money. Tnom loy, vohu yikna li sode, and he'll purchase a sode. Kishe erze. Now, kishe erze means when I'll want. So what does that mean? So it means as follows. It means if I'll decide not to purchase a soda, so we'll do something else with the money. We'll invest the money. My husband will do business with the money. If I want to purchase a soda, he's a very trustworthy husband. Whatever I'll tell him to do, he'll do. But let's get the money out of the hands of the Sholish. The Sholish Basher Hashem did not do anything yet. With this money, I'm in the sewer already, so give over the money to us. So we have a machlekes tanoim. Biasa sholish ma shehushlish biyod. So Rashi says, Yasa sholish yikna sode vein shaymilo the mitzvah lekaim divrei emes. That means the money was given to the sholish. He has instructions. He should purchase a kark and give them the kark. Now she, that's the instructions from the father. Now she's tining, give me the money, I'll see what I'll do with the money. It's. So he holds mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames, and, he has to buy the kark. Then we'll give you over the kark. What you'll do later with the kark, that's your geshef. But I have to do what I was instructed. Rabbi Yaisi said, the whole thing is ridiculous. You have to do what the father told you. What would be, Taka? You bought a soda. You gave over the soda. And then she'll want to sell now the soda. So Mamela, she could sell the soda. What's going to be? You're not going to stick around the whole time. You're just giving money to purchase a soda. Now she says, give me the money. So you're tiny. No, I have to follow instructions. I have to go and purchase a soda. So Rabbi Yaisi said, this is ridiculous. Why you have to purchase a soda? He says, what would be if you purchase it so she could sell the soda and then she'll get back her money side by side. So you just give over the money. So it's just like it was sold already. So why do we need this whole... Why do we need this whole procedure? Give over the money. Let's see Rashi. Yase sholi yishchamei odzik nasod vein shaymin lo. We don't say give over money. The mitzvah l'kaim divri yemes. That's what Ramei holds. V'chi einay elas sode v'chi matei elas lo yiliknes. What will we gain by him buying the field? Hafilu ain't kan mois. Well, there wouldn't be money now. Elakva nikna hasod. He purchased the soda. Vihi roitza lamocha. Now she want to sell the soda. Harei hi mechura. So it is sold. Hilkach shaymim lo. So he listened to us. So don't be ridiculous. What's a mitzvah? I mean, if you'd accomplish something, that means whatever she wants, she can accomplish. A filo, you'll buy this other, she can sell this other. She wants money now. Hear what she wants. And she can accomplish what she wants. So there's no such mitzvah. I have to do what I was told. I mean, there's no such thing. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Now, the end of the Mishnah is very unclear. There's a difference between a gdoila and a ktana. Tana rabbono. Hamashlish mois lechosnoi. Now, we have a sort of a similar case. A person gave over mois l'tzoyrech chosnoi, and gave someone money, made him a shalish, Likach mehem soda libitoi, that he should purchase a soda for bitoi. Vihi aimeres yinosnu lebali. And she says, give over the mois to my husband. Min hanisuyin orshus biyodo. So if it's, they made nisuyin already, and she says, give over to my husband, Oshus Biyodo. Min ha'eresin, yasa sholish masho hushlosh biyodoi divrei rameya. Min ha'eresin, the sholish should do what he was told to do. Divrei rameya. Now what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, min ha'nesuin, Oshus Biyodo. She can ask, he should give over. Sha'afa avloi ola bedaitoi le moisrom biyat sholish ela acha tinose. That what was given over to the sholish was only till nesuin. The mishanisei's habal zakoi lechel peres. After nesuin, it's not going to remain by the sholish for kelt. It has to go into their rishus. The baal zakoi lechel peres, and for kelt, he has to be mishabeach the kalke. Now, there's a big problem over here. Before we go further, we have here a member of Rameya, that Rameya said that Mina Nisuyin is Rishus Biyodo. And Rashi in the Mishnah says, V'yei meres la'ache shenisays, it's speaking about after Nisuyin, that Neman Bali Yolai in Rieder Ameya says that the Mitzulokayim Divrei Ameis, we don't listen to her. And Bemis in this Kashi Taisva says, this will see the top Taisva, Hamashlish Mois Labitei Perish Bekuntris, V'yay Meres Neman Olai La'acha Shanisei, says, I'm going to have to listen. The big mori maskin and the leke beramei berabi yisiel gdeila min erison, but by nesuin everyone holds that she can ask for it. So this is the chapela. So what did Rashi do with this gemara? It's not a favor from the Yerushalmi. It's a gemara right after the Mishnah. So dachsich mir, the shita wants to say pshat and Rashi as follows. That the request, what it says in the Gemara, and the request that it says in the Mishnah are two different requests, and it's two different stories. The case of the Mishnah was, Rashi said, "Hu yikna li sodek she'erze." That means she said something, which let's hear what she said. She said, "My father was mashlish money to buy a sodek. If I'll want to buy a, you just give over the money. Will we end up with a soda? If I want a soda, we'll end up with a soda. If I won't want a soda, we won't end up with a soda." So she said, Claw, that she doesn't want that the tzibui of the av should be in the sky. He wanted they should end up with a soda. So Rabbi Yossi says, well, what are you going to accomplish? And he'll buy the soda so she can sell the soda. Fine. That's not my cheshbon. There's Rameyot mitzvah l'kaim divremesh. You only have to accomplish. You have to do what I was told. I was told to buy a soda. The sholish was told to buy a soda. He buys a soda. I won't give her over the money if she tells me b'pem moli. I don't know if I'll buy a soda. If I want, I'll buy a soda. If not, I was told to buy a soda. I won't accomplish anything if I give the soda and she'll sell it. That's not my geshef, but I have to do what I was told. To say over from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, mensch daf ton, nit of ton. You have to do, not you don't accomplish. You have to do. So that's the mitzvah l'kayim divrameis. I have to do what I was told. The shita dachsech me learns pshat in Rashi in the Gemara. Amashish mois lechosne likach mem soda lebitoi vi emeres yinosnu lebaili. Here, there is no shaila. She's not disagreeing with what the father wanted. The father wanted to buy a soda. Now, the while he didn't buy a soda. Now, the soda is, let's say, Tzerich Nichsem Aluk. We're supposed to have a soda, and he's supposed to get the payers from the soda. Give it over to my husband, and he'll buy the soda. That means that after Nisuin already, so the Zikha, the Taklas, is that the husband should have a soda, and if the Shalish did not take care of it yet, so give it over to my husband. And that, it seems, that's how he learns the difference between Nemon Bali Olai and Yunosnu Lebali. Nemon Bali Olai means whatever I'll want to listen. So she's telling us that she might want not to purchase a kalka. So that already is connected Tzivui Habal. Tzivui Ha'av, that the father gave. Masha'enkein, if the Barais is speaking about that he didn't buy a kalki, give it to my husband and he'll take care of the money. He'll buy the kalki. I mean, let's let things get going now. So that's an Rashi, min anisuin arshus b'yodo, sha'af ha'av le'ola b'dati le'bois le'biyat shol shalat sh'tinose. The Mishni says, "Habal zakoy lechol peiris." So if you didn't buy a kalki yet, so we'll wait for you till you'll find a good metziah. Give it over to my husband; he'll buy the kalki. So that's how the Shita says pshat. Is mina nesuim oshus biyodo min ha'erisin. But what if it's min ha'erisin? Now, here she also wants the same thing. She wants, give it over to, we'll buy a kalki. We'll buy a kalki, give it over already. So there, already Rameya says, no, here's a mitzvah kaim divrei ameis. That means, zicha, he wanted that he should get it by the nesum, but by the eris, and the divrei ameis is that the sholeh should take care of it. When we're up to Nisuin and nothing was done, then the father was Ichem Askim, so give it to the Chosnari. But if the vial were not up to Nichsei Maluk, it's Eresin. So then Rameya said, invite the Mitzulakayim Divri Yameis. You go and then you're not allowed, you can't take it away from the Sholish. Mina Eresin, Yasha Sholish, Mashushlish, Biyodi. Don't give it over to the husband. Divri Rameya. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Hagdoyla, if she's Hagdoyla, Beimin Anisuin, Beimin Eirisin, Rishus Biyodo. So that means if she's Hagdoyla, perhaps we mentioned before, the Ran, I mean, it's her money, so she can direct us. And he wasn't spoiled with the Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ameis, Rabbi Yosi. So, Beimin Eirisin, Beimin Anisuin, Rishus Biyodo. So, she says, give it over, Min Eirisin, give it over, Min Eirisin. Ktano, Beimin Anisuin, Beimin Eirisin. That means, I decide by Anisuin is going to end up by him, so you can give it over, Min Eirisin already to him. And Ktano, but if she's a Ktano, so Stamazoi, she doesn't have any idea to tell us what to do with the money. Is Beimin Esuim, Beimin Eiris, and Yasa, Sholish, Masha, Hushlish, Biyodi. Then, she can't tell us a day because she's the Laktana. So we have here in this Baraisa as follows. Rameya is saying, Rameya did not differentiate between Gdoila and Ktana. Rameya differentiated between Eiris and Anisuin. The Rabbi Yosi differentiated between Gdoila and Ktana. Frek the Gemara may be nayu. Now, what is the machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yosi? So you could learn that Ramei Bechlal did not, that Ramei held Nisuyin, you give it over to the husband, and he didn't differentiate Ktana or Gdoila, so he holds by Nisuyin. All the time he give it over to the husband after Nisuin. Now already it's aimed to be given over. Ilema Ktana Minasumi Kibinayu, the Rameya Sova, Oshus Biyodo. Rameya holds Oshus Biyodo, that what? that if she says give it over, minasuim, afilu she's a ktan, you also give it over. Vos, Rabbi Yosi lemeime, afilu mina nesuim, namigdoi lein ktan aloi. So the Gemara says that can't be. Eima seifa. Let us see the seifa of our Mishnah. Avo biktana. It says the seifa of our Mishnah ein maise ktana klum. It says by our Mishnah ein maise ktana klum. Ho man ktonilo. Who said this memre? That a ktana ein maise ktana klum. Ilema Rabbi Yosi. If Rabbi Yosi said this, Amireisha shamet mina. From we mentioned before that it's speaking about, let's say according to Rashi, that the Reisha is speaking about that she wants to really go against the rotzen of the father. The father said that they should buy a karka, and she says, you give money to my husband. If I want to buy a karka, I'll buy a karka. So she wants to go, and Sarab Yossi said, why are you so frum to not to give her the money? And if you'll buy a karka, she also can get money out of the karka. So now, Rab Yossi, in this case, is Rab Yossi speaking about a gedoyla or a ketana? A kocho Rab Yossi is speaking about a gedoyla. Because Amireisha shamet mina. The Omar Rabbi Yosi b'chiyena el asada v'hi roitze lemoicha harayim mechura meyachshel. So in the Reisha of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yosi proved his point. Rabbi Yosi proved his point by saying that what? Rabbi Yosi proved this point by saying that since she could make money out of it, so she can further money. So Rabbi Yosi Zichar was speaking about a gedola that she could sell it. So gedola the bazvini in ktana the last bazvini loy. So I know Rabbi Yosi is Zichar speaking about a gedola. So the mission doesn't have to end up. To tell us, ein maise ktana klum, avo ktana maise, he said before, the whole reason you give over to her, because she could sell a tzaiva size. Of course, it's being about a gedoyla. Elo rameyeri. So the Mishnah is going according to rameya. There's missing a whole bubble. Vechsuri mechsere, v'ochi ktana. Yaser sholish mashu hushlosh biyodoy. The sholi should do mashushos biyodi. Bamed dvorim amurim min ha'eres. Now, this is talking about a new case over here. We're missing a few words. Now, before we're speaking about the way Rashi said min ha'nesuin, and the shaila was, if she wants money and not to purchase a karka. So that was one machlokes chamei Rabbi Yosi. Now we have another machloikis, if she wants that the money that her husband will purchase a karka, do you give it over to him bishas nisuin or bishas erisin also? Amed v'amamurim min erisin, you don't give it over. Yaser sholish mashushes biyode v'amed v'amamurim min erisin. Avo min nisuin mashushes biyode, but if she wants that the money should be given over, and her husband will buy the karke, or shuz biyoda, after nisuin, her husband is entitled to get the money. B'med v'mamurim, b'gdoilo, avo b'ktane, maiso, ktane klum. Elo, g'doilo min ha'eres, en ike binayu. So the Gemara feels ois, so the whole machloikis, Ramein Rabbi Yosi is g'doilo min ha'eres. That means, and that's where the sheet explained it, speaking about that she wants, you should give over mina eris and either the karka or the money to purchase the karka, and the sholish said, no, I'm supposed to give it over to you when there'll be nisuin. So does he hold it till the nisuin? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, My b'nai by Apollo b'gdele b'ktan r'mei sabar shus b'yoda elikam r'mei min esunu shus b'yoda filo b'ktan n'am yoma eim esayfe de masnisen amirei shishaminen d'loi oma rabioisi shaymilo elo b'gdele b'deko maisi taime le milsim chiein elo sodi v'yroitzi lomoich amo b'gdele r'yilim kir sodi iskoma elo rab meye v'alkoch yama b'raisi n'ami min esunu shus b'yoda b'gdele oma v'loi b'ktan because the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah is speaking about this case also. The shlichus was that should be given over for the Nisuin. So Mamela, we listen already to what she has to say.